You asked for killers.
Well, here's a mess, said Clover, wearily puffing out his cheeks.
Just went wrong is all.
Dancer knelt in the muddy yard, with wrists tied behind him to his ankles. Not the most comfortable position, but he'd no one else to blame. His fat friend was similarly tied, but he'd got knocked over when Downside slapped him and couldn't find a way to wriggle back to his knees, or maybe he'd thought better of trying. Now he was sobbing away softly on his side, one pink cheek caked in muck and the other streaked with tears. Flick, meanwhile, was being sick behind the shed. That boy could never get enough to eat, but somehow he never ran out of sick, neither.
Just went wrong.
Wrong,
barked Downside, stabbing angrily at the woman's corpse with a pointed finger and making Dancer and the rest of them cringe. For a man who made so many corpses, he could get quite upset over the ones other people made.
That all you got to say? Wrong?
We just wanted the sheep,
one of them bleated from the pen, as if to lend support to that part of Dancer's story, if no other.
We even asked nicely.
Clover rubbed at his temples, had a bit of a headache. Thinking about it, he'd had a headache for weeks.
If those sheep were all you had in the world, would asking nicely get you to hand them over?
Would if this was the alternative, said Scholler softly, squatting beside the old man. He was sat against the tumble-down wall with his head back like he was sleeping, except for the arrow in his ribs and his shirt below it, soggy black with blood, of course.
We asked nicely, whined Dancer. Then we asked less nicely. Think we did, anyway. You know, the language ain't my strong point.
Remind me what your strong point is again, asked Clover.
Then the old man comes out with an axe, so Pretty Boy shot him.
Pretty Boy must have been named by a real wag, since he was, by any standard, a thoroughly ugly man.
Just pointed the bow,
he said, shifting awkwardly on his knees. Everything's awkward when your hands are tied to your ankles, to be fair. The bow in question lay in the mud not far away, and he gave it a filthy look like it was to blame for the whole business.
But I fumbled the string, you know, and shot him.
Then the woman set to screaming and, well,
Dancer winced down at the mud.
It went wrong is all. You never had anything go wrong, Clover?
Clover wearily puffed out his cheeks again.
I've barely had anything go right.
A scene like this didn't make him feel sick anymore, or angry, or even sad. Just tired. Maybe that's when you know you've been in the bloody business too long, when tragedies start to feel like chores, when some poor bastard's end of everything becomes your minor pain in the arse.
Could you shut up?
He asked the fat one, and the man cut his sobbing back to snivelling, which, if anything, was worse. Clover pronounced every word with care.
It's 'cause it can all go wrong so easily that you make every effort to be sure it goes right. Like not being drunk, and not drawing your bloody bow till you want to shoot, and knowing who you're dealing with and where they are, so an old man with an axe comes as no surprise, that type of thing.
He ended up shouting, and he winced and rubbed at his head and forced his voice soft again.
The way you came blundering at this, it's a wonder you didn't kill each other into the bargain.
Shame they didn't, grunted Downside. Would have saved us some fucking trouble.
Clover could not but agree. Even Dancer couldn't disagree.
Aye, you're right, he said. I know you're right, Clover, but you bring warriors to a place like this. It's the type of thing that happens.
Shit warriors, maybe, said Scholler, picking her nose.
Dancer shuffled closer on his knees, not dancing much, with his hands tied to his feet, of course. He looked up, big eyes, little voice, wheedle, wheedle.
No chance we could let it go.
If there had been a time when Clover was impressed by wheedling, it was far in the past.
Not up to me, is it? If Stour lets it go, I guess it's gone.
Dancer's smile withered like blooms in late summer, and he gave a swallow that made a glug, and the fat one let his face drop in the muck and set to sobbing again. Everyone knew by now Stour Nightfall's mercy was a thin thread to hang all your hopes on.
"Just went wrong, is all,"
muttered Dancer, and Pretty Boy struggled to scratch his ear with his shoulder and failed. By then they could hear hooves, and the King of the Northmen wrenched his horse around the side of the barn, Greenway and a dozen of his bastards in a jostling crowd behind. Stour reined in savagely, of course, since there's no finer sport than mistreating the beast who carries you. He propped his arms crossways on the saddle horn, so his great chain with its great diamond brushed his wrists, and glowered at the burned-out house, and the yard strewn with rubbish, and the corpses, and the prisoners with wrists and ankles closely attached, and Clover and his people stood around them with weapons out. He slowly licked the inside of his mouth until he'd gathered what he wanted, then spat it spinning into the mud.
"Well, here's a mess."
Dancer kept his eyes on the ground.
"Just went wrong."
"You fucking think,"
snarled the great wolf, as Greenway and the rest of his men spread out, looking down their noses at the scene with varying measures of contempt.
"Is he crying? Is he fucking simple or something? Get this cleared up, Clover, before—" "Oh, that's perfect."
And who should burst from the trees but the young lion and a crowd of his bastards? They reined in, so Stour and his lot were sneering bitter scorn from one side of the yard, Brock and his lot scowling righteous outrage on the other. Seemed the young lion hadn't reached the point where tragedies became chores. If anything, he tended towards too much feeling.
"What the hell happened?" he growled.
There was an awkward silence, which Clover for some reason felt the need to fill. What he really wanted to say was that if you don't like dead folk, you shouldn't start wars. But the best he could think of was,
"I'm told it went wrong."
He'd thought when Dancer said it, nothing could have sounded worse, but somehow he managed it.
"So I see."
The young lion spurred his snorting warhorse across the farmyard till it loomed over Clover and his kneeling prisoners.
"Is this your idea of best behaviour?"
he snapped at Stour, pointing to the face-down corpse with the yawning sword cut across his back. The great wolf was not to be outdone on the bristling, threatening, or nursing of offence.
"You're taking a high hand with me, young lion,"
and he nudged his own horse forward till Clover had to squint up at him.
"You asked for killers, as many as I could find. You wanted dogs off the leash in your own backyard. I warned you they might run after rabbits."
"Rabbits would be one thing."
Brock kicked his horse even closer to Stour, and Clover had to duck away lest he be squashed between the two heroes.
"Red-handed murder of Union citizens is another. Was it these bastards who did it?"
He snarled at the trussed-up men, and they cringed or wriggled, and the fat one blubbed into the mud, and Pretty Boy moved his lips as he offered up some prayer to the dead, which Clover very much doubted would help.
"Last I checked, I was King of the Northmen."
Stour leaned towards Brock with that mad gleam in his wet eyes, catching hold of his chain and giving it a shake so the diamond he'd torn from his uncle's cut throat danced.
"These fuckers are Northmen, so I'll say what's done with them."
For a moment, it looked like the young lion might grab the great wolf and they'd wrestle their way down from their saddles and set to an ugly rematch of their duel, right there in the corpse-scattered farmyard. Then, looking like it took quite the effort, Brock got a grip on himself. He breathed in through manfully clenched teeth and leaned back.
"You're King of the Northmen."
With a jerk on his reins, he pulled his horse away from Stour's.
"But this is the Union. I expect to see justice done."
"Trust me, young lion,"
snarled Stour, looking as untrustworthy as any man ever.
"I'm all about the justice."
Brock wrenched his mount around and led his glaring bastards back into the trees at a brisk trot. Clover slowly breathed out. Scholler, who'd had a cautious hand wrapped around the grip of a knife in the back of her belt, leaned to his ear to whisper, "Seems the lion and the wolf ain't getting on." "'Twas always a doomed romance," said Clover under his breath. "Dogs and cats, you know."
"Thanks, my king," croaked out Dancer. "You saved our..."
Stour gave him a little smile.
"You're fucking joking, aren't you? I came here to fight, not stand judge over your folly. Get these idiots killed, Clover."
"Me?
I'm giving orders. It's what kings do."
His turn to wrench his horse around and ride off, showering everyone with dirt. Dancer stared at the ground. Pretty Boy frowned bitterly at his bow. The fat one set to sobbing again. The corpses naturally were unmoved.
"That was a lot of bluster," grumbled Downside, "just to end where we started."
"Aye, well, that's life," said Clover. "From mud we come, to mud we shall return, every one of us." Scholler raised a brow.
"Messenger Hope, then?"
"Messages of hope would be inappropriate at an execution. Downside, get these idiots killed."
"Me?"
grunted Downside, looking somewhat put out. "I'm giving orders," said Clover, turning away. "You can get Flick to help you with the burying, and best take those sheep with us, Scholler. Folk need to eat." Dancer was still staring at the mud as Downside pulled his axe out.
"Just went wrong," he said, shaking his head. "That's all."